Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hey, just a quick reminder. We have an app, and it's called Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y, Odyssey. Make sure you get the Odyssey app because all our shows are on there. You can listen to Alice 24/7, listen to our show. All our podcasts are there, full podcast for the show, plus the Secret Show streams weekdays at 10 a.m. Don't miss it. And then we drop those all as podcasts on Friday. So Odyssey, everyone. It's free, totally free app. Just download it and check us out over here. We love it. So Johnny and Amber, they used to be in love. Now they're not so much. And there's a big lawsuit going on right now. It's in case you somehow haven't heard this or seen any clips of it, it's become just a spectacle. Johnny Depp is suing Amber Heard for $50 million for an op-ed piece that she wrote few years back saying that she'd been sexually assaulted and sexually abused and domestically abused. And she never mentions him by name in the piece, but he said that ruined my career. That piece ruined my career. She says, screw you, you beat me up and I'm suing you back for $100 million. So that's what's going on right here.
Didn't he, and I haven't heard you mention this, or maybe you did and it got past me, but didn't he sue her already in England and lose?
He did. He did lose that case in England.
What was that case?
I think he didn't sue her. He sued a tabloid.
Oh.
For defamation.
Oh, okay. And lost.
And did lose, yeah.
Okay.
So we had heard that Kate Moss was going to testify via Zoom, I guess. Do you want to start there, Bryn?
Sure.
The allegation was that Johnny had pushed Kate Moss, when he dated her years ago, down a flight of steps.
Johnny left the room before I did, and there had been a rainstorm. And as I left the room, I slid down the stairs, and I hurt my back. And I screamed because I was in pain. He came running back to help me and carried me to my room and got me medical attention.
Did Mr. Depp push you in any way down the stairs?
No, he never pushed me, kicked me, or threw me down any stairs.
So basically, she's testifying he did not abuse me.
Okay.
So I guess that puts that to rest. Because I don't know why she would feel that she had to hide anything. I believe her. And I will say, she's saying it's nothing against her or anything, but she's had massive problems with substances. But stairs can be slippery in the rain. Mm-hmm. Also, there's that.
Right.
Johnny called Amber's accusations. Actually, I'll let Johnny tell you what he thinks about Amber's accusations.
Ridiculous, humiliating, ludicrous, painful, savage, unimaginably brutal, cruel, and all false. No human being is perfect, certainly not. None of us. But I have never in my life committed sexual battery, physical abuse, all these outlandish, outrageous stories of me committing these things and living with it for 6 years and waiting to be able to bring the truth out. No matter what happens, I did get here and I did tell the truth, and I have spoken up for what I've been carrying on my back reluctantly for 6 years.
There you go. That was the highlight of yesterday's trial, and Johnny continues his...
I guess anybody could get that, right?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, absolutely.
I've definitely questioned why in the heck would he do this to himself, but I guess the idea is that he needed a platform to, in his own, out of his own mouth, be able to say, I didn't do this stuff, and it needed to be not a press conference. You know? Like, a press conference isn't going to get... put him
the
on the stand.
Satisfaction, right.
Yeah, he needed to be on the stand, and he needed to be questioned by a real lawyer working for her.
Right.
Whether or not people believe him, I guess he feels... It makes sense now that he's like, at least I said my say.
Right. I said it. I said it under oath. It's on the record, whether I win or lose. Because I don't know, even if people... even if public opinion sways in his favor, and I do feel that this has been better for him than it has for her, there were still people from the movie companies that he alleged dropped him after this op-ed, specifically because of this op-ed that she wrote. That they said, no, we did. That's not why. Although I think there's massive taint from this whole thing all over him. You know, and that's the sad thing. If he isn't, in fact, completely innocent, I've seen that video. He seemed mad and he was throwing things and she was videotaping it. I don't know that he's getting any money out of this. So I hope the satisfaction of having said it will be enough for him.
Well, that's the only thing it can be.
Right.
He just sort of said it and it just kind of clicked for me like, okay, I get that. You know what? If you're going to go away and never get to work in Hollywood again and never do a project again that, you know, will be widely viewed, then at least you were able to say it the way you wanted to. And you got to live with what the outcome of that is.
Right. Because
there's those he said, she said are out there, and sometimes someone is lying. Yep. And then sometimes someone's not.
Right. And sometimes, the thing is, and it's not a problem for us, we're not involved in this in any way. When it's a he said, she said thing, people just pick a side, and no one ever really knows what happened between two people in private. They just don't know. We never will know, really.
Yeah.
It's all over YouTube and TikTok, though. All these, like, little, you know how they reenact it and they'll...
Yes, they mouth it, they lip sync it. Yeah,
it's actually really funny. A lot of them are making fun of Amber and her lawyer and all the stupidest moments of Amber lawyer's moments where she says things or accuses Amber, and they portray her really badly. It's really popular on TikTok right now.
Well, what's nice for Johnny is that his lawyer, that one of his lawyers is this cute girl, woman, who went through law school and passed the bar. She's a woman. She's adorable. And they're adorable. And they're always talking and touching each other. And he's going to have a new girlfriend after this. So it's fantastic.
You think so, huh?
I do. I don't know. I don't know what to think anymore.
I don't think so. I mean, he may have a new girlfriend, but I don't think it's going to be that lady.
I think it is. I think she would like that.
She's a lawyer. She's going to go, I don't date people who don't have jobs. Sorry about it.
But I do have an island. Oh, okay. All right.
Well, you should sell that because you're going to need to live on that money.
You're going to need some money.
And with the way you spend, famously the way you spend, those stories you told us were all true about him blasting through all his dough and $30,000 bottles of wine and the what was it? His agency, he was like, I need a $20 million loan or something. And they went, we'll help you get that, but we're not giving you that money.
No.
And so they helped him secure a loan to float him through paychecks. I forget the number, but it was...
Can you imagine needing to borrow $20 million?
Was it 20?
To keep mm-hmm. yourself afloat.
Yeah, that was that's outrageous.
It is. Well, that is the size large life he was living with no... He just wasn't watching the numbers drop. It's all just math. You've said it a million times. It's math. You spend this, you no longer have that. If Johnny gives two apples to Tina, how many apples does Tina have and how many does Johnny have?
They said his former money manager said he made more than $600 million in his career.
Oh, my God.
And has blown through it.
Mm-hmm.
What's his current net worth?
All right, let's look it up.
Let's look that up. I'd just be interested to, which doesn't necessarily, that's not always indicative of what they've got on hand to pay the bills with. That can be art, wine. He's got $50 million worth of wine.
The first thing that pops up says $75 million, but let's see, that can't be right.
Well, I don't know.
He should still have some millions of dollars.
He should still have that.
And he should still be making quite a bit of money on past work.
Absolutely. I mean, listen, I make $12 to $30 every, it seems like every 2 months I get some kind of royalty check for the two lines I've done in three movies or whatever it is. That money has to be a lot more for him.
Yeah.
I mean, I can practically live on that $11 to $30.
Right.
Colin Kaepernick has not played a game in 6 years. Or not. I'm sure he has played games in 6 years, but not for the NFL. And he's a good quarterback, and he's been blackballed. And he worked out with the Raiders yesterday. Flew to Vegas and worked out. And so I don't know if he'll wind up with a job, but I would love him to get a job. I think Cap is a stand-up guy. And
well, that's the problem now becomes, because I think the Raiders would hire him. Mm-hmm. They're exactly the organization that would say, you know what, we need him. He's our type. You know, the having been blackballed and on his trying to work his way back, the Raiders. I hope he's still good enough is what I'm trying to say. Like, that could be the problem. It may not have anything to do with his history of kneeling or his stance on any public issues. It could just be he can't throw it as good as the other guy we got.
Yep.
So I hope he did.
It has been 6 years.
He is in incredible shape. Like, you can still see he hasn't gained a pound. He's clearly still in the gym. So hopefully he gets at least a backup gig.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying they believe in him. He deserves every chance in the world. Actually, Mark Davis is saying he would welcome him with open arms if the football personnel wanted to bring him back in as a quarterback. Bring him in as a quarterback. So good luck, Cap. I hope it went well, because I would love to see that happen. Mm-hmm. Yay, Colin Kaepernick. So more on that on our sister station, Alice is the Game. Mm. So there's a thing called public domain. And when things reach a certain age, they pass into that. And some things matter and other things don't, not so much. But 95 years now since the writing of A.A. Milne, is that the guy's name? He wrote the Winnie the Pooh books, started with Winnie the Pooh. And Winnie has now entered the public domain. 95 years is the cutoff, not 100, 95. And so now you can take any of the characters from that. You can take, you know, Winnie or whatever, that rabbit or Eeyore. Who's his little friend? Piglet.
Piglet.
All those. Tigger. Sure. Tigger. How could I forget Tigger? Christopher Robin. The 100-acre. Roo. Oh, Kangan Roo. So many good characters in that. And you can take the plot lines. You could make a musical out of this. So someone immediately jumped on this, and we're getting a low-budget horror movie called Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. And there he is looking super creepy. This is in production. The images hit the web yesterday. It was written and directed by some guy you never heard of, and it stars a bunch of other people you've never heard of either. I don't have any info on the plot except that it's, quote, a horror retelling of the famous legend of Winnie the Pooh. I also don't see a release date here. For the record, Disney still retains the rights to its version of Winnie, but the A.A. Milner works that it's based on are all fair game now. So
all right.
It's a weird thing to think that an estate can't hold on to the works. I mean, does that mean that, because I know there's a bunch of songs that are public domain now and people will go back through them, and I don't know if it's
I don't
the
understand
same time
this
frame
at all. I mean, I understand what you're saying on its surface, but I don't know how they came up with 95 years. I don't know how someone's true original works
ever passed to the public
are become profitable by other people in such a, I don't know. I don't understand any of it.
I know, because like a patent doesn't, does a patent expire if you come up with some kind of technology or you invent something?
Well, don't, what is the, that, didn't Viagra, like this, look, this is all legal crap. None of us know anything
about.
Yeah,
right, sure.
Like the Viagra was, they had a period of time where it was the one company could use that product and market it as Viagra. And then it became, it becomes
able
open
to be generic.
Right. So someone comes up with this stuff. I don't know how that works.
Yeah,
but I love Winnie the Pooh. I love Winnie the Pooh, and I hope that this doesn't diminish the character or the author's works, because now he can be a murderer.
Yeah, it does. It feels wrong to me that immediately it goes to horror movie status. It seems so cheap. But I mean, console yourself knowing that nobody knows who did this, and nobody knows who stars in it, and probably no one will ever see it. But just so you know, if you want to write a musical, Winnie the Musical, Winnie the Poozical, then you can. Have at it. It's just so strange. It was published, Winnie the Pooh, published in 1926, officially now in the public domain as of January 1st. Things I loved as a child include Speed Racer, which was like an anime show. I don't even know what channel it was on. You know, probably one of the UHF channels. You had to use the... Remember in the old days, Vinny, you'd have antennas that you'd set just a certain way and a little dial to try to tune it in. So I loved Speed
Racer. I don't remember. Was that part of the Popeye package?
I don't know. I remember it as part of the Kimba the White Lion. There were a couple, like... that style anime.
That's what I'm saying.
Shows.
There were packaged, like, sort of cartoons that were packaged together.
And they'd run them, right. They'd run them back to back.
And so there was, like, Grape Ape. But I don't remember how they broke them, like, how they were presented. And I don't
right.
know. I remember watching Speed Racer 2.
Right. So
I do
now.
Remember. I just don't know.
J.J. Abrams has said, you know what we should do? We should do a live action TV series of Speed Racer. And it looks, I'm looking at some promo shots from it. It looks like it's a hybrid between CG and with, you know, people sitting in green screen cars. But it is straight to series order, and it's going to be on Apple. So I guess that Apple read what they came up with and said yes, and not, they called it a very exciting take on the source material. And Apple... and Warner, looks like Apple Bad Robot, which I think is J.J. Abrams' company, and Warner Brothers are going to put this thing together, and it's going direct to Apple, direct to series. They don't even have to do a pilot. They're just putting it together.
Bad Robot was Tom Cruise, but I'm sure I'm wrong.
I don't know.
Did Speed Racer have a monkey?
I don't remember a monkey. He had a couple sidekicks. They were like other kids. I thought, let me look and see if there's anything about a monkey. I don't remember. You know, I was so little when I was watching Speed Racer, and you were 2 years littler.
Yeah.
Anyway, look for that. I don't see a date that it's set, but it's in the works, and it looks like it's gonna happen. So, congrats to J.J. Abrams and everyone at Apple. I'm sure it'll be phenomenal. I'll watch that. I'll take a look at that.
You will, huh?
Well, listen, I pay for Apple TV, and I really only like The Morning Show and Ted Lasso. I guess I've probably watched some other stuff. Oh, and Severance is on there too, isn't it?
Oh, yeah,
oh, they right. really yeah. have got some quality programming on Apple TV. I'll
I don't
check
see the monkey. I think I'm thinking of something else.
Huh. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Keith Papini surfaces and more after these.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
All right, here's what's happening. We'll begin with the Warriors. They play tonight at home, 6 p.m. tip time. They're up in the series 3-1.
Warriors.
So go Warriors. The Celtics, by the way, won last night, Sarah. So they're up 3-2 in their series.
Oh, boy. Oh
so they
boy,
can close
oh
out next time they play. Anyway, go Warriors. All right, so I want to tell this update real quick.
Okay.
We all heard about Sherry Papini.
Yes.
This is the lady that disappeared in a hoax kidnapping. Her story was racist, among other things.
And a total lie.
Right. And then it she's now admitted that it was a hoax. It was not real. This was, she left. She planned it. She'd got burner phones. She had an ex-boyfriend from Costa Mesa come pick her up, and she hid out in his place for 3 weeks while everyone looked for her, and while her loving husband made TV appearances pleading for her release and return. The estranged husband of hoaxer Sherry Papini is seen for the first time since filing divorce from 39-year-old from his former wife, 39-year-old mother of his two children. She's currently awaiting sentencing and looking at well over a year for her hoax and countless fines. And she's got to pay back all the people that spent time looking for her and more.
Right.
Sherry Papini's estranged husband, who, by the way, you know, initially when we reported this, that she'd been found and it smelled awful. The whole story just smelled wrong. And then it comes out that, yes, it's a hoax. I'm sure I, like others, you kind of rushed to judgment. Like, what kind of dummy? I mean, what do you got to be, stupid?
And so I'm did sorry. You plan this with her? Like, I suspect the husband.
Right. And especially because there was money brought in after the fact that she used to buy curtains.
Yep.
Among other things. Now I look at it with a more full picture of what had happened and his reaction to it. And I think, you know, so the guy wasn't cynical and just wanted to believe his wife. Is that a crime?
For him, no.
No, but I mean, that's the thing.
Is he
publicly,
a sap?
He looks
yes.
so dumb. And the bottom line now, in retrospect, I think the guy's just not a cynic. Like, you know, he wants to believe his wife. He doesn't want to, you know, be like, boy, this sounds like a whopper.
Right. It's hard. And I think, right, you want to, if you are this person's partner, and if there's even a kernel of truth to what they're saying, you want to be the person who's standing by them because you're married to them.
Right.
You need, you know, that's what I'm looking for from my team here. You know, just whatever happens, let's all stand together. And he did through the trial and everything. It wasn't until after that he was like, okay, I'm outie.
Well, it was, she finally admitted it. And that was where it became, she said, this, none of this happened. And they knew. In fact, one of the things that happened when she finally admitted it is they'd already talked to the boyfriend where she'd been staying. They had the story.
Right.
So now they're just trying to tell her, and I'm sure, well, not every kid's been through this, but when you're a kid and you're being grilled about something and they're like, now listen, it's going to go a lot easier on you if you tell me the truth now, because if I find out later you're lying.
And now's your chance to come clean.
Yeah, that's your invitation to crack right now.
Right.
And eventually she did crack and she did say that it was all a hoax. But Sherry Papini's estranged husband has since the admission filed for divorce and has put it out there that, look, she's not good for my kids. I don't want her around my kids because she's someone who has put them in this position now publicly. They
she
have
lies,
to go to school.
She's manipulative.
Right.
It's a whole thing.
So I guess he did school drop off the other day. They photographed him. They say it's the first time he's been photographed since filing for divorce. So
wow.
I don't know if he's been in hiding. I don't know how that works.
Poor sap.
But was married to her for 13 years. And he claims, he's 38. He claims she has significant mental health issues and is not in a position to provide good parenting to their two children. They're 9 and 7, which are, you know, they're old enough to understand some things, but probably not old enough to understand what the heck mom was up to. What
right.
is that? I'm not old
destroyed.
Enough to understand what she was up to.
Right. How old do you have to be? I don't know what it is. What did you just do? And why are we so, that is just to have a 3-week rendezvous with an ex-boyfriend. Can you just file for divorce? Can you just ask for a divorce so you can go play around again?
Yeah, I guess that's not the way that works. That's easier, you know. That's the hope, is that the person you're with wants to move on. They just do.
Yeah, well, I guess she didn't want to move on, so she came up with an elaborate story to explain her 3-week disappearance while she was having a sex fest with her ex, and then she wanted to be able to go back to her husband.
So dumb.
For real.
Man, that sounds so good.
A sex fest?
A 3-week sex fest.
Yes, that sounds really, really good. Yeah, like the way you I've never heard that come off your tongue, but I'm like, oh, a sex fest.
A 3-week sex fest. We got to come up with a cover story, that's all. Mm-hmm. Let's figure this out.
2 kids.
Yeah, I mean, I guess for the ex-boyfriend's part in the story, you offer me that, I'm going to try to figure some things out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Get a burner phone?
Didn't he punch her in the face?
Yeah.
Didn't he like rough her up a little before he, you know?
No, she wanted him to. And
he wouldn't.
I don't know that he did, but she did, like she burned herself.
Oh boy.
That was one of the scars that she brought back. Like, and she chopped her own hair off, which was one of the other things that supposedly was done to her.
Right.
Anyway, she's facing 14 months in prison and is looking at $300,000 in restitution. And I don't know the status, but I just thought this guy's finally emerging from hiding. He had to drop his kids off at school. And I thought it was an opportunity for me to say, you know what, Keith, I'm sorry. I jumped to conclusion that you're just a dunce. But man, there's nothing wrong with not being cynical about everything someone tells you, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you love someone, you want to try and stick by them.
Standing by your partner. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You often say they're your best friend, right? So
yeah. If your best friend turns their back on you, then who do you have?
How about a crappier friend?
Okay, I love fast facts. Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah. Fast facts.
India has the lowest meat consumption in the world per capita. Indians only consume 7 pounds of meat per person per year. Australians, on the other hand, take first place. They wolf down 200 pounds of meat
down there
per person.
Damn.
Per year. And by the way, Americans,
is no joke.
Americans are a close second to the Australians, so we're no better.
We're meat eaters.
We are meat eaters.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised to hear that in India they even eat 7 pounds of meat. Like, they are, you know, cows are sacred, and I don't think they eat a pig. So maybe they eat chicken. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I guess in Indian food you'll get some chicken and some prawns.
I don't know. I love Indian food, though.
Goat, I guess, maybe. I don't know. Yeah, I love Indian food, too.
Yeah. Winston Churchill was voted out of office as Prime Minister of England just 2 months after defeating the Nazis.
Oh.
A guy named Clement Attlee beat him in a landslide. Apparently, voters thought a different party would be better in peacetime.
Oh.
That's the guy's reward for, you know.
Well, vacation. I mean, it was his reward. Okay, you could take a rest now. And this other guy will never have heard his name before. I feel like I've never heard that guy's name.
No, nope,
he made no mark on history.
Morgan Freeman has 142 acting credits and has been nominated for 148 acting awards.
Wow.
He's won 65 times and lost 83. And I most recently saw him. That's not part of the end. And then I most recently saw him in an ad for Turkish Airlines, of all things.
Oh. Well, they've got some money to splash out on celebrity endorsements.
His hair has fully whited out, but he is still has that golden-throated
voice of his. He is
amazing. It's butter.
Happy Thursday.
That guy.
Thanks, Morgan. I love Morgan. You know, why do we forget that he was, like, dating his granddaughter? Was that what it was?
Because the story's murky. What is that? What it was? Was he dating his granddaughter? You tell
there
me.
There was something fishy, and then it just kind of went away. Okay, occasionally we bring it up, like, wasn't there something? I guess we love him too much to delve too deeply into it.
So nobody's got that. All right, I don't.
Nope.
I can't remember.
Nope.
I remember
it was
being
a step granddaughter.
That's better. Sure. Well, that is better than a granddaughter.
Were they together?
Say that they had an affair.
Was she of age? Please, God.
I don't know those details.
You're a granddaughter, Sarah. I mean, everybody can be. You could be of age and still be a granddaughter.
Yeah, step granddaughter. It's a little different. Plus, he's famous. So
that's the part that always gets me is these people who have access to all the people in the world.
All of them, literally
everyone.
All of them. Yeah.
You're Morgan Freeman. You can, speaking of India, you can go to India and not all of them. I'm sure there's some who would say, no thanks, but plenty of Indian, beautiful Indian women would say, I'll take that Morgan Freeman right now.
Yeah, yeah. I call it the Schwarzenegger problem. There they are.
That's what you call it, the Schwarzenegger problem?
This person got in my way and was willing.
Okay. Sure.
You know, you bang who you know, I guess. Or who you trip over.
I love this next story because of the wording in it and just the whole idea. And I thought about it for a second and I went, all right. I like it.
Okay.
Sarah, what's your favorite kind of air to breathe?
Rarefied air.
Oh, nice answer.
Thank you. I don't know. Just
mountain air.
Oh.
Beach air.
You know what? I'll go mountain air. I used to love going up the top. I don't like that. I like fall air, and I like Tahoe air. Like, I love the air up there.
Cold air.
Ice, just cold, cool, crisp air. Mm-hmm. And it would always smell so fresh up there in the fall. We would go for Thanksgiving to Tahoe every year. And I, you know what? There you go. That's what kind of air. Thank you. I was like, what other kind of air? I don't know.
The same thought when I thought, what a funny way of wording something. And yet, of course, there's different air. So there's
What's your favorite kind?
Well, hold on. I'm going to tell you the story, and then I'll tell you. The smell of a concert came in at number 10, which I guess is doobie weed air.
And BO air? Yeah, okay.
The recirculated air on planes makes the list.
I'm confused by that.
Can one person actually say, I love the air on a plane?
No.
I don't see how that's possible.
Say it reminds you of vacation or something, you know?
Maybe. Maybe it's like a certain feeling like I'm going somewhere.
Right.
All right.
How this made the list, too, I just don't. Campfire smoke air.
Oh, I do like that.
Oh, yeah.
No, you don't.
I do. I don't want to breathe the smoke, but the smell of a campsite, you can, and like if there's meat cooking on the on an open fire, I like that smell. And I like to smell my clothes after when they're kind of smoky. Yeah. And,
same here.
Yeah, I like
you
that.
You like it?
Yes.
I love it.
I do. And
I
like,
hate that
it's like pine, that pine smell.
Smell of
oh, I love
smoke
that.
On your clothes.
Love it.
They say here, for the record, that according to the EPA, campfire smoke is even worse for you than cigarettes, but okay. Mm. I guess you only do that, you know, once or twice a year, so instead of 20 times a day.
Right.
Amusement park air, they say, is filled with the smell of corn dogs and funnel cakes. The air at home, the air you breathe while you're on a hike, the air in the woods. Number two is the air at the beach, which would be my favorite air.
Yeah, yeah.
And mountain air is number one in the best kind of air people like to breathe. So there
you
go.
It does feel clean up there. It feels like all, because if you're in the trees, like in the woods or in the mountains, it's the freshest air. It just got really, you know, the trees have put it out there. It's good.
It is good.
Yeah.
I do like that, too. I just...
You like the beach.
Know, I'm a beach guy, so yeah. So that's... Tinder.
What
you and I never
it?
Got to enjoy Tinder. Unfortunately, it came
I feel lucky that we
later
didn't.
in our lives. Are you one of those guys who likes to post shirtless pics on Tinder to attract the ladies? According to a study, that's backfiring.
Oh.
When most women, when they see a guy in his Tinder post with his shirt off, they assume he has an STD.
Oh. Well, because they think he gets a lot of action on Tinder, and Tinder's kind of an STD hotspot.
It must be a player kind of thought process. Like, well, that guy gets around.
Yeah.
I mean, look at those abs. All the girls want to bone that guy.
Has he got STDs?
Researchers showed 500 people fake profile pics of a guy named Noah. Sometimes he had a shirt on, sometimes he didn't. And when he was shirtless, women and men were more likely to think he engaged in risky sexual behavior.
Oh. Well, there he is already half naked, so.
The shirtless version was also seen as less competent in general.
Oh.
Competence.
Like just relying on their six-pack to get them a date.
I guess. I do think that, and I have been in better shape in my life, and I do think that there's also something cool about keeping that until you do take your shirt off and you're alone together, and then they can go, whoa.
Oh. Ooh.
You look good.
Oh.
Don't you think? Ooh. I mean, that's...
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know. I'm so far departed from that. It sounds great.
All right.
Guys, keep your shirts on until the magic moment.
All right.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Airplane air was the first thing that popped into my mind. LOL. I always dreamed of being a pilot. Plus, it reminds me of vacation and traveling. I love all airport smells, though.
Oh, really?
Bathroom, too? Really? My mom swears she gets sick each time she flies. She's coming out here this weekend, so I'm going to pay attention to see if she does get sick. Well, that's not good.
We used to always take that airborne. You know, you shake it up into a bottle of water.
Yes.
And yeah, it's like a sort of a mega dose of vitamins before you get on the plane. I don't know if it helps or not, but maybe, you know, psychosomatically it does.
By the way, for the record, as we get ready to go do our first appearance in forever.
Yes.
I just did my COVID test and I am negative, everyone. So I'm ready to go party.
That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Hurrah.
What's coming up with the trash, Sarah?
I was going to say we should all just take a COVID test just to make sure today.
Well, that's what I just did.
Yeah. Harry Styles, Ed Sheeran, and Kelly Osbourne after this.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.